Today we celebrate Pentecost. The word Pentecost means 50th. So we are now 50 days after Easter, and today we conclude the season of Easter. We conclude the Easter season by celebrating Pentecost, which is the birthday of the church. We say it's the birthday of the church because the church could not begin her mission until the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the disciples. Because only the Holy Spirit could make the disciples do what they could not do themselves. If there's one thing I want you to remember about Pentecost, it's this. This same Spirit is upon us right now. And it's only the Holy Spirit that can make us do what we cannot do ourselves. In past years, I've spoken in varied ways of the Holy Spirit. All of the homilies of our priests are on our website. If you can't sleep at night, pull them up sometime. I've spoken in the past often about how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. But today I'd like to speak briefly about how we follow the Holy Spirit in our lives. How do we follow the breath of God? Because that's what Spirit means, breath. The Spirit is guiding us, and we need to know it, recognize it, so that we can follow. So this homily is tailored today in particular for our graduates. It could be said, because of their youth, the Holy Spirit is leading them in more dramatic ways than leading me. Father Robert Spitzer spoke on this briefly. I signed him for our 2017 conference with priests. I'm bringing him back in 2019. If any of you have watched EWTN at all, you've seen and heard Father Robert Spitzer. He talks about following the Spirit. The first thing we need to know is that the Holy Spirit is leading us in our lives. It could be leading us to a new job, to newfound forgiveness, or to a new hobby. But we need to be aware of the Spirit leading us. In times of suffering, it's said that one door closes, the Holy Spirit will open another door. But how does it work? The first thing that will happen to us when the Spirit leads us is that we will think about something. That's how I started to figure out that I might be called to be a priest. I started to think about being a priest, and I didn't want to. This thought in my life interested me, intrigued me. I was fascinated by it, even though I thought I could never do it. So this thought will stick with you. And I'm not just talking about for a few days. I'm talking about for a few weeks and for, in my case, a few years. So after we think about it and consider it and hold it in our minds, try it. That's what I did. In fact, I made a deal with God. I used to make deals with God. Try that sometime and tell me how it goes in your life. I said, God, I'm going to go into the seminary for 1 year. I'm going to get this thought out of my system, and then I'm going to move on to what I want to do in life. I'll move on to law school, to get married. I'll move on with my plan, but I want this plan out of my system. So I went into the seminary. I tried it, And then when you try it, assess it. How does this new idea affect my family and those around me? How does this new idea deepen my faith, hope, and love, as St. Paul wrote? How does this new idea enhance my faith? But beware. As C.S. Lewis wrote, the enemy will be where? On our elbow. That's how close the devil always is to us. The devil will say, no, you're not thinking that. No, you can't do that. No, you won't be happy doing that. See, the reason why you want to follow the Spirit in your life is because that's where you will be happy. And God's will not be denied. So be aware of the Spirit working in your life. I believe it is happening right now. But we also need to be aware. We need to be aware that there are false spirits in our life. And so we discern them over time. 16 years. From the time I started to think about being a priest until my ordination day, it was a period of 16 years. So be patient as your life unfolds. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Finally, when you do it, don't look back. This is a message we all need to hear in our lives. If you get a new job in your life, your old job is dead to you. If you move on in a relationship, your old relationship must be dead to you. Graduates, high school is soon dead to you. Remember what happened to Lot's life. Remember what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. Looking back in life only causes regret, and it only causes a lack of joy. My dear people, the Holy Spirit is here as it was at Pentecost, the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working in us in ways we recognize and in ways we do not. But this week, I want you to think about how the Spirit leads you. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God, may be leading you to a new place. And we need to follow. Amen.